Hi, everybody. Today is Saturday, and it's the 1st of September, 2012. So this is the first Saturday in September, and the first day of September. So, maybe it's a birthday for Saturday. Who knows? So anyway, we'll see if Kathy's on. You out there, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday Night Live. On the Lightship, the Creation Lightship, on BBS Station 2, on Saturday, September 1st, 2012. And the show is called Saturday Night Live because the healings and clearings will only work while you're on the Lightship live with Ron, who is our escort. And as the ambassador to the Creation Lightship, he takes us to various healing centers and rooms of the Creation Lightship, and much healing goes on there. This is in preparation for ascension. And while some people can see and feel it, others can sense it. It is happening and it's real. We do this every Saturday night, and many people place comments in the Fast Chat Live, and you're invited to participate yourself by clicking onto the user-friendly Fast Chat that's provided by BBS Radio. You can place your request there for particular healing areas, or if you don't know any, just follow Ron and everyone else, and you can learn about it. Also, you can learn more about Ascension and why we're doing this on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And this is one of the most, I think, probably the most popular or well-liked program Ron has out of all of his 9 hours of radio. In fact, so many people put wonderful comments here for you, Ron. Wow, it's just incredible that people just come here anticipating the Lightship and are already put so many healing requests down. And even Barbara wrote a nice comment here. She says, this is the most wonderful show on earth on a Saturday night. And Barbara says, it's Saturday Night Live going to the true source of my creation. So that's very nice, and it's true, we're going to the source, creation source. And as you'll read and know, this is the source where Jesus did his healings too. And so we're very fortunate to be a part of this and be able to do this, and the Lightship is very inclusive. So, Ron, you can tell us a little bit more about it, and may we also bring up a light being, maybe a non-gender one, in preparation?
Yeah, sure. So I'll just scroll down on the BBS page here a little ways, and you can see a light being there, and we'll energize that now. We'll do the non-gender. Oh, boy. So here we go, everybody. Just bring it up, and we'll watch it here, and watch it change. It'll actually physically change on your monitor screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's do a clearing here for everybody. And we'll do one for people that may have anxiety before we go to the Lightship. We'll go there about a quarter after. So we'll do anxiety here. Then we'll do an emotional just release for just general stuff. You can think of something that maybe it pushed your buttons. And if nothing pushed your buttons, then think when somebody got you PO'd or something. So may not be something that's happened right away, but it could be something from a distant past. Here we go. Or even on a movie. So here we go. Anxiety release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, now we'll do one for emotional situations. So again, think of a situation that you may have had happen to you recently, or just something from the past. And you have to bring that up so we can release it. Here it goes. Let me see it leave you. So one, two, well, it's heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's do a release for pets and animals that may be stressed out too. We do that off and on. So let's see what we can do for this one here. So just think of your animal, and maybe you see it stressed out. And just kind of bring them up now. And so I can release the energy from them. So just think of them. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'm seeing some cats and dogs, and then I'm also seeing ducks. So I don't know if anybody out there thought of ducks, but there's ducks being released with the anxieties stuff. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll energize the light beam some more for everybody in case you just happen to come on. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. This will be the non-gender light beam. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, anything out there, Kathy, we need to talk about?
Well, there's a couple things, Ron, but yes, right away I see in the fast chat there's some grief here being expressed over a loss of a cat. Michaela's cat, Harriet, passed away, and it was just today, and maybe she could get a little clearing for her grief so she can go up to the light ship without taking the grief with her, and maybe can tell her a little bit about where her cat went after it passed away today, where the animal spirits go.
Boy, that's a good question. The spirit's still around, so I'm picking that up. So right now it's still around with you, so let's take away some of the sadness and grief. So here we go. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and giving some more released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, picking up that maybe somebody lost some sound on listening to the program. Are we okay with sound, everybody? So we'll find out on the fast chat here. I don't know if it was a call-in number that is possibly losing sound or if it's the BBS one. So we'll just see what people say here. And let's do a clearing and bring in some peace energy for everyone. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. That was just wonderful. I feel a lot better, even for the grief one, because I've lost several pets this year. And we're sorry about that for you, Michaela. I hope that helps a lot. And Ralph, who didn't have sound, does now have it. So that's good. I think people in the fast chat really are great about helping each other connect here. And, Ron, usually when we go to the Lightship the first Saturday of the month, we have a birthday party when we go to the food court. So I do want to remind you of that, and I will throughout the program when we get there. And the requests are piling up as people are anticipating their trip to the Lightship. And so please do put in your requests on the fast chat. And we will read them when we go to the Lightship. If it's missed, please repeat it. And, Ron, you said you wanted to go in a few minutes, but it's 7:13 right now. Do we have time for a quick question that came in on the CLS questions a few days ago?
Yeah, we could do that. So, yeah, that'd be fine. So since we'll be having a birthday party on the Lightship for people born in September, we'll probably only go into about six different rooms, so we'll get the first six requests here. So back to you, Kathy. What's the question?
Here's the question. It's from Azure Waters. And Azure Waters bought the Alien Attack clearing and was surprised at how powerful it was. And did the clearing on alien parasitic life forms. Wanted to ask you, what form the animal parasites are in? Are they physically in my body? Asks you. For example, barnacles and ants, etc.
Yeah, energetically they would be, yes. Uh-huh. So when you go on to the site and you start to release these energetic life forms, they are in you and with you. So hopefully I answered that question okay, because we do this a lot on the 8-hour calls to get rid of these things.
Okay, and then the next question, and the last question is clearing the alien parasitic forms the same or similar to the infection body clearing?
No. The alien one is strictly for aliens, and the infection is for normal things that are not alien typically. It could cross over slightly, but the alien page is just designed for aliens, much like our 8-hour calls that we have. So I would imagine typically everything is alien anyway, but infection body is just for infections that you have where the mind of the body is having a problem helping you out to get it cleared. I think we got a beep there.
Hi, caller. Do you have a question for Ron? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Ron. This is Dolores.
Well, hi, Dolores.
And hello?
Yes, uh-huh.
We hear you.
A couple of things. I had a birthday. I didn't get to go to the Lightship. That was a week ago Friday.
Well, we'll go out tonight.
One...
We'll celebrate your birthday.
Thank you. And another thing, a very close neighbor of mine passed away on Monday. And my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, passed away on Wednesday.
Wow.
So, and one other request, could you do the snake clearing for the abdomen? You did one of those, and I had quite a release, and I could use another one.
Sure, we'll do that on the Lightship when we go up. I'll write that down for snakes. Gotcha.
Thank you.
Now, did we do a timeline crash for snakes, or just what type of clearing did we do? Do you remember?
You just went into the intestines and cleared all the snakes or whatever.
Okay.
How many?
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and we'll... See you.
Thank you.
Having a birthday party and a few here.
Okay, thank you.
Okie doke. So I guess it's that time, everybody.
Ron, before we go, can we have some water activated or have it handy so it can be activated while we're either on the Lightship or before or after?
Yeah, we could do water right now for everybody. So, just get a water container, so we'll give you a couple of minutes here. So we'll go up about 20 after here. And we'll start to clear some snakes, some alien snake energies out of people's intestines and probably stomach. So here we go. Keep releasing these here. So one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Yeah, they're leaving. Four and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. With this here for the next probably 15, 20 minutes releasing snakes. So let's do our water charging here. So hold the water in your hand, everybody. And we'll bring in the, let's bring in the silver dollar fish to charge your water. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. Just hold your glass of water. And it's, we'll just give you some, what type of water do you want to have, Kathy? Anything particular?
I have a list here. One of my favorites is the silver drinking water.
Okay, so we'll have the silver dollar fish give you the silver water. This is for healing. Here we go. It'll be full of money. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Full of silver dollars. So here they are. And just hold your water. You might feel your hand kind of buzz and tingle a little bit. That happens sometimes. And it takes about a minute to a minute more to do here. And here we go. It feels pretty good to me. Maybe another 30 seconds here. Oh, boy. A lot of energy on this show tonight. I'm yawning a lot. So here we go. So water is completed. And if you're listening to an archive, you must be live on the program on Saturday night to go to the light ship. You'll be feeling peace energy if not. If you're not listening live, so you will feel peace. And this is source energy where Jesus took people for their healings 2,000 years ago. And the opportunity is available now again at the end of this 2,000-year cycle. Light ship only comes every 2,000 years. So we're here now to experience these wonderful healings. So let's go up to the light ship, everybody. And you just can't go there by yourself, in case you're wondering, because the light ship would terminate you because it'd see the darkness in you. And that's why light holds its integrity, so that you are able to feel the energies when you go there, but otherwise you can't go up to the light ship. So here we go, everybody. We're going up. So bring in your animal set, flowers, tree, garden, plants with you. And let me turn off my other ringer here. There we go. Going up. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we're there now. And our pets and animals are going into another room. That also includes our flowers or garden or whatever you wanted to bring up. And for ourselves, we're going into the first room. And this room is where they have working with us. It's a room that has silver energy. It's the immune system room, and also hot tubs. So we'll go into these here to get rid of detox and to have a detox done to us, get rid of poisons and things. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And another room will help us with our immune system to enhance that. So going into this room. So one, two, three, four, and five. Remember, you must request your healing that you'd like to have on the light ship. Rooms that I bring you into sometimes are room that we talk about and we indicate what's going on there, but if not, you're in other rooms too, so always request healing. We'll go into the room with white light energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, 3, 4, and 5. And going into another room, and we'll go into the room where Mother Mary is. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, going into another location. And let's go into the room that has the ladybugs. Then we'll go into the food court and have our birthday event here. So here comes the ladybug energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your own particular healing. And we'll go into the food court now, and we're going to be having a birthday cake for everybody, and it's a small portion, so size of a pencil eraser, one that's on the end of a pencil, not the big ones that you probably used to have, you know, in the old days, but this is kind of small, but it does taste very good, and they can give you a little magnifying glass if you like to see it larger, so you can have whatever topping you want on it, and there's different types of energies there for birthdays, too. So I think I'm going to get some strawberries on mine this time. So here we go. We're having it presented to us. You can get ice cream and cake and different things, and chocolate and drizzle and caramel and ice cream. And all different types of whipped cream, topping, nuts, cherries. So here we go. Your choice. And you can have seconds and thirds if you like. Normally after you have thirds, you feel pretty full. So here we go. It's very, very high energy. And it's going underneath our tongue right now. And we're enjoying that. And we'll be singing happy birthday to everybody who has a birthday this month, and for the people that maybe had one last month, like Dolores, you can also join in here, and we'll be singing happy birthday to all of you, along with the light beings that come to sing happy birthday. So here we go. We're singing happy birthday, and you might feel the energy going through your body from the vibrations of that particular song. It's all even harmonics. And feels good. We can have seconds now if you like, and even thirds. And happy birthday, everybody. So you're all going to be older this year. So anyway, let's go into another room in the light ship, and you can stand there and watch the light beings, too. This is the food court where all the light beings eat. If they do eat, the ones that don't eat can get energized there. With some golden plates that will energize their body without eating. So let's go into the room that has the horses, little ponies. Here we go, into this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We'll go into another location. And we'll go into a room that has the rainforest. And here we go. Going into this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into another room. We'll go into one where they can work with our eyes and also our ears. And here we go. Remember, if you haven't had an emotional clearing yet, a whole lifetime one, then the healings may not be as swift, we'll say, as it would be if you, you know, had. have that clearing, because remember, your negativity, the stuff that is hanging on to you, ingrained in you, needs to get released, because your history is repeated through the emotional densities that you have. So you want to get rid of the emotions to help to promote healing. We'll go into another room, and this room is where they work with our lungs and our heart. And again, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And it feels like we should do probably bladder, kidneys and bladder situations there. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into another room here where they can help to jumpstart the immune system a little bit. So we'll go into that type of room on the light shift and see if we can work with the mind of the body here to help you out a little bit. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into one final room. This is where they have oxygen. And we'll bring in some oxygen for you. We're in some bubbly water. We can breathe under the water, breathe right through us here as we see the water. And here we go. Coming in to us is this wonderful oxygen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you should feel pretty good now. And we can go in for some more ice cream and cake and dessert if we wish into the food court. So let's go back there one more time. And take some with us here in us. So here we go. We're going into the food court and having another selection. And now we're going to be coming back. So our animals, pets, flowers, tree, garden, and plants are coming with us now. And we're coming back down. So here we come down. You're going to feel the room change and shift around you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, are you still there, Kathy, or are you up on the light ship having some tea?
I wish I was on the light ship, but thank you very much for the gentle return. It must have been a wonderful birthday party because I just found myself smiling real wide the whole time. And now I'm reading the comments in the fast chat, and I can see that there was some really nice things happening there. First of all, you had mentioned at the beginning, Ron, that we could bring up our animals and pets, et cetera. And Debbie has a pug dog and Sweet Pea and Possum. She asked if they could go up with us, and I don't know if she meant can they go up to the birthday party. And, of course, the light ship is very inclusive. So she said, thank you, they're wearing party hats. So the dogs were wearing party hats. I wonder if anyone saw that. They must have been so cute.
That's great, yeah.
Pugs.
Yeah. That's great, yeah. And you know how dogs love to eat cake, you know.
Yeah, some cute little pug dogs with party hats, having cake, and barking. That was there.
Great.
So maybe that's why I was smiling so much. And maybe other people too. But now, she says both pugs want more cake. Of course. Thanks for sharing that, Debbie, and bringing your dogs. So Marcia saw a lot of silver. I'm not sure if she's talking about the silver water that you provided with divine activation before we went up. And the water tasted smooth and nice. Rex said he saw a furry, long thing and wondered what that is. Could that be a snake, Ron?
Well, did it get released, or was it one of the light beams?
This was while we were on the light ship, and let's see what room we were in then. Might have been when we were in the silver immune system room. Janice did see the snakes leaving. Anyway, so something furry and long was there. It might have been a light being. Melinda said she was getting heart sensations. I think she means like a, oh, heat sensations. She was getting some clearings done, some healings. Paul saw some very big ferns. And Lila said, thank you for picking up on that, Ron. And I think she meant when you did the immune system the second time and right before you did the oxygen room. That's when she typed that. And Jason felt very pressurized healing. And Connie said she felt that too. And Ed said, Lester, maybe it's your spirit reentering your body. And Roger said he's floating. Is this a levitation room? I think he was talking about the, I don't know, maybe it was the oxygen room.
Yeah, very possible. We'll make you feel like you're floating, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That will, because you're weightless.
Wow.
We can do that right now for everybody if you want to feel that experience. So
yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, just see how your body is responding to this here. So we're going to the room with the oxygen. It's like a chamber. I see it like a large cylinder, and you're actually, typically you're upright, but you could be laid flat too, you know. So normally your body is vertical. But here we go. We're in this room right now, and you might feel the energy around you changing. Now, if you want to change the temperature of your body, again, you can just request it right now, and it may change maybe a slight amount. If you had a thermometer, you probably couldn't detect it, but you will feel your body either getting warmer or cooler according to your request. And here we go. Remember, this is all energy, so energy doesn't always transfer into the physical, but you can feel it with your body. So remember, this is all body sensations here. And, boy, let's see. We're back on the light shift. I don't know. Well, what we'll do is go into the defense fleet room here. We'll have that experience. Wasn't planning to do this, but maybe some people would like to do it. So we'll go into the defense fleet room in the light ship. We'll go into one of the, we're all going to have our own defense fleet ship. These are pretty large. These are very large compared to what we normally go into. Normally we go into ones that are around 100 foot in diameter or much larger. So we're going into these here. I heard a beep, but we can't get the caller quite yet here. So it'll probably be about 15 minutes, caller. Just kind of maybe hang in there if you would. And we're going into these larger ships. And normally they're about 20 foot to 100 foot, but this one here is about 500. So we're going to be doing something with them. We're going to be leaving the lightship shortly here. We're going to be just observation type people. We're not going to be driving it ourselves. We're flying it ourselves here. So you can maybe put your arm out, both arms out, up and down, kind of wiggle them up and down, move them like you're a little bird flying a little bit, and you're going to feel that the energy is going to be shifting. So here we go. Right now you're in artificial gravity. So we're going out of the light ship, so one-third of the way out, two-thirds, and all the way out now. And somehow we're going to where they're having earthquakes. A lot of people were talking about L.A. having earthquakes, maybe South America, I think. So we're going there just to check that out. And we'll probably go into some underground tunnels. And the light ship can, these ships can conform and shrink according to what size tunnels they're in. Okay, plus they're also in between the molecules, and so they can actually be full size and go through them too. So we're kind of like looking at different things. I'm seeing a lot of submarines myself at this moment. So I don't know where we are exactly, but that's what I'm seeing. We're now going into other locations, and I'm seeing some battles occurring here. Where, I can't necessarily tell you. Right now it feels like we've switched over to Africa. So I don't know what's going on there, but we're under the Earth crust and underground tunnels doing some battles with the aliens there. So that's all that I can see. If anybody else is seeing something, you may want to comment on that on the fast chat. So we're just investigating here. And we're going over to, it looks like somewhere around Brazil or something. That's kind of what I'm seeing now. And you might feel energies there. And things are happening. A lot of fireworks going on is what I'm seeing here. A lot of laser lights being shot at as we're seeing things happening. If anybody else has any information, just put on the fast chat. That'd be great. And this we're going to come back from the light ship here. So, yep, let's just go back here. So let's go back. Here we go. So going into the light ship, you can feel your energy of your hands moving a little bit here. And as we go in, you're going to feel them get heavier. So here we go. One-third of the way in, two-thirds, and now we're there. So we're thanking the crew for taking us there. We're going to come back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. I don't have much info except for what I just told you. So maybe somebody may comment on the fast chat if they saw anything or not. So anyway, that's coming back. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, there's some comments. And I don't know about anyone else, but I had an adrenaline rush when we went to Africa. It started there, and it's still kind of a settling down. Now, the comments. Marcia saw a big saucer underground. She wonders how it got there. It was beaming odd harmonics.
Yeah, they do things. So you might still be able to maybe bring back what you've seen. A lot of times it gets taken kind of away from you so you don't get traumatized. Like I said, I didn't see too much there. I feel like I'm still there doing work, but other than that, I'm kind of like disconnecting from everything. So I want to live my life today, so not get too involved with what's happening there. So, but yeah, it is quite interesting. When you start seeing things. So back to you, Kathy.
Oscar felt odd gravity. Oscar saw colored steps. Cindy said, wow, gravity. Her hands and arms were vibrating. And Luke said, alien timelines were causing that in between space and time. Shane saw... he says something was held. He was held in suspension, coming apart. A lot of tunnels. Sorry, Shane, the way it was typed here. Held in suspension, coming apart. A lot of tunnels. Mark said it feels very serious to him. Larry said he sees the battles on the east and west of South America. And Larry says his ship got hit. And Parker said, gee, that was very different. So people do see and sense and feel things. Can't get the complete picture either between all of you. Thank you very much for posting your comments, everyone. Really helps to get a more better understanding. And glad that we could go where the earthquakes are being felt. Let's see, some more comments just popped up. Sarah, I felt anxious in the ship when it was moving. Marie R. said she felt lots of head pressure. And Janice also felt the ship being hit. She felt her body being jerked around. Parker confirms, we got hit and the ship shook. Did you notice that, Ron?
Yeah, there was a lot going on. That's still going on. There's a lot going on, and that's about all I can say. My focus is only probably about 10% here right now after going there. So I must be out there doing stuff. So I just feel a little disconnected that there is a lot happening. Whatever it is, it's some kind of major stuff happening down there. Maybe it's that the moon changing, you know, what do they call it? Was it a blue moon or some weird stuff?
Yes, last night.
So I don't know what it is exactly. I try not to get connected to a lot of this stuff. Like I said, I kind of want to live my life, you know, but right now it is a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, Derek is confirming that, too. He just typed in, Derek typed. He just got bits and pieces and a lot going on, too. So it's kind of like watching a bunch of movies at the same time, I guess. Darlin says, big plants, alien life forms with fiber optic. Saw that.
Hey, you got a beeper.
Ron, I think we have a call.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Kathy,
do you have a question
Ron,
or comment?
Yes. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, yeah, I had a comment about a few movies that Ron mentioned. It really helped me out a lot. I just wanted to pass it along. And the first movie was Retribution was a good movie, 2006 film, because at the end of the film, the lady who was possessing people and he was killing people not knowing he was doing it, apparently, she made a comment that was very profound. It was very helpful, I thought, because she said, kind of gory comment, but she said that I am dead, she said, and please, I want everyone to die too. Now, this is profound because she's a sociopath, and basically what it means to me is that if you lose your life force, you have a dead spirit, and then you want everyone else to die too in the negative. But in the positive, you want to get your life source back again, and then you want to share with other people. And then there is another movie, too, The Happening, and they said, well, when the aliens attack you, or groups of people, it's loss of speech, and then it's discrimination. It's different things like that, but I didn't agree with that. I put it in proper perspective, and I think when they attack you, it's disorientation, number one. Number two, it's fear to accept one another due to behavioral modification. People avoid one another because of the behavioral modification. They think you want to take advantage of one another. So then people suffer from delusions that the aliens put on us, and then they abandon one another, and then people all suffer from abandonment and sort of retaliation against one another because the aliens put these things, these maybe danger signs that people cannot be friendly with one another and accept one another, so they lose that value with one another. I just wanted to make those two comments and just listen to Ron about it.
Yeah, I think you basically said it all, Larry. I'm
okay.
Still trying to... Brazil must be having a lot of stuff happening because that's what I'm picking up right now, so... I'm just not totally with this program. I'm sorry, Larry.
That's okay. I didn't mean to sidestep, but Brazil has some terrible battles going on. I can see that. There are terrible battles.
Yeah,
ferocious battles going on.
There's all different races there that you know come there and out of the waters and stuff, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Not for the light, but it feels like it's one of those major things that's happening. So,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Just, I don't know what else to say.
That sounds good to me. That sounds right on.
What do you
okay,
pick up,
thank
Larry?
You, Ron.
People may want to know.
I saw the terrible battles down there, ferocious battles, bombarding each other, and our lightship got hit that I was on, and I just had a big impact. And then I think that's about all that I saw. But there's a lot of people on our ship and on other ships that were battling our ship, and it was just ferocious. There were torpedoes like going on all around, targeting different ships down there, and it was just an immense battle going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Shells of torpedoes all around.
So for people who can't see or feel, we'll bring in some peace energy for everybody. So here we go.
Okay.
Oh, this is, I'm in Brazil Forces. Yep, you are. So here we go. Bring in some peace, everybody. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, I don't, the light ship always is doing stuff off and on with the soldiers, too. So I think maybe we just happened to possibly go out when they were involved in a battle. So we just kind of did that. So anyway, not that this is like, you know, one time out of the month where this is happening. It's just one of those things, and we happen to experience some of that. So if you do feel a little queasy, a little shaky, a little, maybe you feel excited. Finally got rid of one of those guys that was haunting you at night. So there's still a lot going on. Anyway, so back to you, Kathy.
I was wondering, Larry, if you would kindly type in the name of those movies you mentioned into the fast chat.
Okay, I sure will, Kathy. I'll do that right now. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Yep. Bye, Larry.
Okay.
So, Ron, back to the when we were at the Creation Lightship, and we had that wonderful birthday party, and Rex saw the long, furry things. He did want to confirm that they were light beings, whatever they were. But what was... So why I'm mentioning it is because Debbie's two pugs who were there, pug dogs Possum and Sweet Pea, were barking at those.
Oh. Yeah, there are some. What I'm seeing looks like a kind of, I don't know, maybe I can't really get a good visual. Muskrat, possum, what is that? Weasel. And they're very long. And they do have long hair. So long, I mean like about 10 foot in length probably. So they're up there. They're another life form that may not be here, but it's still from the light. But that's what they look like, kind of. So more like a weasel head, kind of. But, and they are long with little legs. So anyway, in fact, we'll bring one of them in for everybody to feel. So it'll be in front of you, everybody. And you might want to look at it. It won't bite you or anything, so don't panic. So here we go. It might look for aliens, though, and go after them, but here we go. So here comes one of them. If you have a table in front of you, it'll be there. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and it's there in front of you. Oh, boy. You know, they're very quick, very fast. And they're very soft. The fur is very, very gentle and soft. So, I don't know what else. Other word to use. It just feels like velvet. And their energy as you touch them is just wonderful. So, we only got a few more minutes to go here. And we'll do a emotional release here for people just in case you're feeling the energy from the battles here and you could be enlisted. And maybe you are wondering what's happening, but here we go. So here comes the peace energy for everybody, emotional clearing along with that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll bring in the Star Bethlehem. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the mind to heart drop, command in your spirit to connect with the thoughts in your head, to drop them into your heart, to give you some peace. Here we go, dropping down. So 1, 2, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. It should feel pretty peaceful. And because of what's happening in real time here, you may want to do the Earth Protection Timeline Clearing. It's a free clearing. And just type in Brazil and also maybe Africa. Both of these are big energies, I think. The Brazil one is might be more intense, but there's still stuff going on in Africa. So they're both very good energies to put in there. So everybody, thank you for being on this BBS program. Our next BBS program will be on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. And I guess have a wonderful weekend. And we will have our, we'll be on Monday here, even though it's a holiday. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, on behalf of everyone, we want to thank you for the wonderful trip to the Light Beam, the great birthday party, and it seemed like everyone had a lot of healing. And Debbie reports that both of her dogs have had too much cake and ice cream and are now asleep.
That's great. That's great, yeah. How wonderful. That's quick to go to sleep. Wow. So, everybody, thank you, and we'll see you next week. So, blessings, everybody. And remember, do the mind a heart drop and enjoy the evening, what's left of it. Enjoy your peaceful water. And we'll see you later, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.